7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, I send my condolences to all the Muslims and especially the lovers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, as we're in the month of mourning, the month of Muharram and Safar, the months that have kept Islam and have given energy and a re-energizing to the Muslim Ummah. It is in these months where we, as the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, renew our oath of allegiance to serve the Imam of the time. And it is in these months where we try and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of the sacrifice of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It is important to understand that in these months of Muharram and Safar, the goal is not just mourning, it's not just crying, it is not just wearing black, but it is a means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of one of His most beloved creation and His most beloved friend, which is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the supreme sacrifice that was done by him and those who were with him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who, in this year, if we are not able to, in the years to come, to be of those who visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arba'een, insha'Allah. And hopefully we get that opportunity again, and every year we do so, insha'Allah. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that is based on some of the sayings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. These sayings are pristine, profound, and have very deep meaning to them. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will introduce this book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein, Mawlana, Mawla Hussein, Mawla Ya Hussein.
Mawla Hussein, Mawlana, Mawla Hussein.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned previously, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Divine Flashes of Hussein, Sermons and Sayings of the Grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Farsi Arabic text is known as Lama'at al-Hussein. This book was compiled by Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Husseini Tehrani, rahmatullah alayh, and was translated by Brother Tawus Raja. This book was published by Qazi Publications, which is a very famous publication house, which is based in the United States of America. The first publication of this book was done in the year 2011. So basically, this book, Divine Flashes, is a compilation of 17 divine and pristine sayings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam about different topics. There's not a particular topic in mind. It's just that the saying itself is a beautiful saying, is a profound saying. And the scholar, that is Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Husseini Tehrani, who was one of the close students of Allama Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayhi, and also a student of the great mystic and student of Sayyid Qadi Tabatabai, which was Sheikh Haddad, who was obviously in Najaf. So in this particular compilation, the author, Sayyid Husseini Tehrani, who passed away in the holy city of Mashhad and is buried in the Haram of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, compiled these 17 sayings and sermons of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and then he went about trying to explain them. And what is fascinating is that on top of his explanation, there have been certain scholars and certain other individuals who have done an exposition of his exposition, which is something, quite nice to show the depth of these particular tradition. Oh, however, his exposition is not very deep. It is just mainly a compilation of these sayings and sermons of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So for example, you know, the first saying here is Imam Hussein's sermon about knowing God and knowing one's Imam. And if you go down, for example, the eighth particular sermon that is collected here is the Imam's sermon in Mina, where he called the companions to promote guardianship, and so on and so forth. So there are 17 of these particular sayings and sermons from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which have been compiled and then translated. Actually, there are 21 sayings. And then later on, there are certain poems that have been mentioned by certain scholars, such as Ayatollah Sha'irani, rahmatullah alayh. So anyway, hopefully in our next section, we will be reading a part of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim, and as mentioned previously, the book that we have introduced to our listeners today on this episode is called Divine Flashes of Hussein alayhi salam, which is a compilation of around 20 sayings and sermons of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and which was being compiled by Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Husseini Tehrani, rahmatullah alayhi, and was published by Qazi Publications in 2011. So we will begin from the first saying, because the first saying and sermon of this particular book is a very wonderful saying from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And we will also begin with the introduction and the beginning words of the compiler himself. Sermons and sayings. I seek refuge in God from the repelled Satan, in the name of God, the Most, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Peace be upon our Master Muhammad and his pure and immaculate progeny. May the enemies be far from God's mercy forever, and there is no movement and no power save by God, the Supreme, the Magnificent. 1. Imam Hussein's sermon about knowing God and knowing one's Imam. The Master of the Martyrs, Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him, or peace be upon them, delivered the following speech as a sermon for his companions. O people! What is important, the Arabic is also brought in the text, but we will obviously, for the sake of brevity, not mention the Arabic. O people, truly God did not create mankind but to know him. When they know him, they worship him, and thus they become needless to worship other than him. Here someone asked, O son of God's messenger, what is the knowledge of God, the exalted and almighty? The Imam replied, it is the knowledge that the people of every period have of the Imam who they must follow. So this was one of the sayings that the author compiled in this book from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, where in the hadith, the Imam alayhi salam is collaborating the knowledge of God with the knowledge of the Imam. And itself is a very detailed theological, philosophical, and mystical discussion in relation to how knowing the Imam in fact results in knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in doing so, the Imam is given his rightful position in the eyes of the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way is worshipped. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he enables us to truly know him by knowing those who he has commanded us to know, and to worship him in the way that he has requested us to worship him, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Allah. Thank you.